Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is August 13th, Wednesday, 2014, and this is episode 26. My name is Marcos Gazan, and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between there be, using the verb there be, which is there is, there are, and I'm going to be talking basically about the present, and the other structure is have. So the verb have, of course, then conjugated in third person, has. So the difference between using there is, there are, and have or has, basically. First, before I start, I would like to apologize for being away from the mic, from the microphone, I mean. And I think it's been almost a month since the last podcast episode. I apologize. It's because it's for a good reason, in fact, because I was traveling. I was on vacation. I spent two lovely weeks in the northeast of Brazil with my family, my two kids. We had a great time. We went to the beach. We went to different beaches. We did different day trips and different boat trips and lots of things, and we spent a lot of time on the beach and we had a lot of nice, very nice seafood and enjoyed a relaxing holiday. I normally like to have a more adventure and a more urban type of holiday or vacation, but this time, as we have a baby and one of my sons is just 1 year old, so that was very convenient in a way. So also I would like to remind you that the web page for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br, and there you can add your email and subscribe to the podcast via email, and then you will get a notification every time every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And please, if you want to send an email or send a message, any suggestion, I would be glad to hear from you. And then you can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. Follow English is spelled all together in one word, FOLLOWENGLISH. So that's it. Also, I was quite surprised with the numbers. I was checking the numbers, the number of downloads, and soon I'll be talking more about that in the upcoming episodes. But I just wanted to say that the top listeners, the top countries of listeners to this podcast are Brazil, of course, because I'm in Brazil and lots of people know me here in Brazil. But also Germany and Spain and Mexico and Korea. So thank you for listening, and I hope you're learning English. Okay, let's talk about the difference between there be and have. So, I chose this topic because for many nationalities, I think there is it's very confusing, and for Brazilians, it's very confusing. I was also reading on the internet, and I noticed that I think for Chinese learners of English is also tricky. This is a difficult area. And basically because they use the same word, and in Brazilian Portuguese we also use we use different ways to and sometimes it's confusing for us. So let me start with a few examples. So the first example is, the house has five bedrooms. The house has five bedrooms. As you see here, the house, third person, then I'm using the verb have, but it's conjugated, and then we have has, five bedrooms. So the house has five bedrooms. That's basically a sentence indicating possession. And I could also say the same sentence by using there be, and then that would sound like this. There are five bedrooms in the house. There are five bedrooms in the house. What's the difference here? Well, in terms of meaning, there isn't much of a difference. There isn't a big difference. The difference might be the focus. Because if you start the sentence using the house, then maybe the focus is the house. If you start the sentence by saying there are five bedrooms, so then the focus maybe is not the house, but it's actually the five bedrooms. So if you say there are five bedrooms in the house, maybe you basically what you mean is that, five bedrooms is a good number, but your focus is not really the house. Yeah? That's the only difference, if there is a difference. And in some cases, maybe it makes no difference to use one or another. Another example I can give you is, there isn't any milk in the fridge. So here we have the negative form in the singular. So there isn't any milk in the fridge. We could say the same. We could express the same meaning by using have if we use a subject. So we don't have any fridge in the. We don't have any fridge. We don't have any milk in the fridge. We don't have any milk in the fridge. So as you see here, I'm adding the subject we, and then the sentence I can use the verb have in the sentence. So we don't have any milk in the fridge. Basically, the meaning is very similar, even though in the first one, in the first sentence, I don't have we in the sentence. So there isn't any milk in the fridge sounds more neutral to me. There is no subject. You don't know whose fridge you're talking about. If you say, we don't have any milk in the fridge, it's probably because you're talking about your home and your fridge. But still, there isn't much of a big difference. And the last example I'm going to give is in the interrogative form. Are there any apples left? Are there any apples left? Notice that here I'm inverting. There is the inversion of the there be is inverted. Are there for questions? And I'm using any as well in the interrogative form. But that's another topic for another episode. I'm not going to talk about any today. The use of any. I could say the same thing. Are there any apples left? By using have. And then, of course, I would need to include a subject. And if I'm at home and I'm talking about my home and my situation, then, of course, I would say, do we? Because then probably I'm talking to someone who lives with me, and then I would certainly use we. So, do we have any apples? Or do we have any apples left? Or are there any apples left? So, again, here I'm using the auxiliary verb because it's I'm using have. Then if I have a question, then I could use I should use the auxiliary verb do. So do we have any apples? Of course, in British English, we could say, have we got any apples? Have we got any apples left? That's another story, another episode. So today I'm just talking about the difference between using there be and have. Okay, then if you pay attention, if you write down these examples that I just talked about, you will see that there is the main difference is in the structure of the sentences. When you use have, you need a subject. So you need a subject plus a verb, and then some sort of complement or object or whatnot. You know, so like the first example I gave was the house has 5 bedrooms. So the subject here is the house. In the second example, in the second set of examples I gave, we don't have any milk left. We don't have any milk in the fridge. Sorry. So here the subject again is we, and then I have the auxiliary don't, do not, because it's a negation, and then I need the auxiliary. So we don't have any milk in the fridge. And finally, in the last one, when we have a question, I have do we have any apples? Now, in the sentences with there be, there is no subject. They start with the verb there be. So there are 5 bedrooms in the house. There isn't any apple. There isn't any milk in the fridge. And are there any apples left? Of course, we use are when we have plural forms, and we use is when we have singular nouns. Sorry, not forms, but nouns. So when we have milk, which is singular, then there isn't. When we have 5 bedrooms, then there are. And when we have the question with apples in the plural form, then we have, are there any apples left? So that's it. I hope you learned, or I hope you understand my explanations. And please feel free to contact me if you have any suggestions or if you have any other doubts or anything you want to know about in English, please let me know. Send an email to me. Visit the webpage at pod.followenglish.com.br. And I'll see you soon. I'll see you next time. Bye!